Hollywood uses al-Baghdadi death to attack Trump, piece of shit staged photo. By Jerome Hudson on October 27, 2019. Hollywood figures took to social media on Sunday and went after President Donald Trump after he announced the death of the murderous ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi at the hands of U.S. military forces in Syria. The more Trump talked and revealed certain info, which he probably shouldn't have, it's clear he had slash has relatively distant knowledge of the details of this raid, actor Jeffrey Wright said of Trump's Sunday morning national address from the White House. I got to watch most of it. Good special forces got Baghdadi despite suspect and corrupt U.S. leadership now. Indeed, in his national address on Sunday morning, President Trump said, last night the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way, Trump explained. And it didn't take long before Hollywood's most vocal opponents of the president to pour on the vitriol. Trump, my terrorist was bigger than your terrorist, director Rob Reiner said. He may have died a coward at real Donald Trump, but all living things suffer when they are blown up. Anyone who has experienced warfare, unlike yourself, would know that, actress Jamie Lee Curtis said. War is brutal. Dogs are brave, bold, loyal, loving and healing. I hate to have even the tiniest empathy for the man. But Trump's picture-posing smile looks like every girl's face in every prom photo with a bad date, actress Bette Midler said, in a tweet she later deleted, likely referring to a photo of President Trump as joined by VP Mike Pence and generals and other national security personnel in the Situation Room as the raid went on. So obviously Trump is very, very stupid and a bigot and may even have neurosyphilis. So it's no surprise his speech is a grease fire in a nursing home. I only even saw it because I'm at the gym blasting my quads. Pics to come, said actor Rob Delaney, later calling President Trump a piece of shit. I love pics of Trump trying to look like a hard man because you know he was thinking of the time Sharon Stone was rude to him or some shit, said actor Ike Barinholtz of the same Situation Room photo. The president speaks like I did coming right out of surgery. It's clear we got Baghdadi despite this CIC, not because of him, actor George Takei said. Hours before Trump addressed the nation, actor Patton Oswalt was mocking the president.